Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on ConfidenceAndJoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. Well, it's been a little while since I recorded a podcast. Actually, I'm planning to resume doing more video podcasts again, so I'm looking forward to that. Well, recently, Kathy and I traveled to New Mexico. Her mom passed away. And although her mom has not been 100% for some time now, this happened very suddenly. And I did the memorial service for the family, just as I did the service 5 years ago when her dad died. You know, it's never pleasant for me to do a memorial service, but it's really hard when it's someone you really know and love. Her mom was one of the sweetest and kindest women I have ever met, and I knew her for 42 years. You know, from the time we're young until we die, we all experience going to memorial services and funerals. All of us, without exception, know of someone who has died. That's why I'm really grateful that the Bible contains some very accurate information about the subject. Now, if I were to share all I know from the Bible on the topic, this would turn into a 4-hour podcast. I'm not going to do that, but I wanted to share just a little bit of my heart, and I hope that it offers some encouragement and hope for you. I know there are a lot of different opinions about death and about what happens when you die and so on, but I'm not here to argue or debate. Everyone believes what they choose to believe. All I can give you is what I've learned from studying the scriptures for over 35 years. I think it's great that in the Bible, God states that He doesn't want us to be ignorant about the topic of death. And that's exactly why He has given very clear information about the topic in the Bible. Anyone who's willing to take the time to look closely at this topic in the Bible will see and understand and not be ignorant. Now, in doing that, some people might be shocked to find out that they're not going to be coming back as a cow or a bird or a butterfly, or that they're not going to be in some holding place for a certain amount of time paying for their sins before they can enter through the pearly gates, or that they're not going to burn in hell forever and ever and ever. Now, here's some really good news. The Bible says that the last enemy to be destroyed will be death. It is indeed an enemy. And the day is coming when it will be permanently destroyed, the Bible says. No more death, no more sickness, no more tears, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death. All those things will pass away. Now, there's a promise to all those who believe in Christ. Accepting and acknowledging that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, Lord of all men who have ever lived, He is the man God ordained to be head of the church, Lord of all men. Accepting that He is Lord and believing that God raised Him from the dead are the two qualifications for believing in Christ, getting born again. And all those who do have been promised eternal life. That means when God sends back His Son, as it plainly says in 1 Thessalonians, all those who have died and those who are alive, all those who are born again will meet Christ in the clouds. Well, welcome to eternal life. You know, it says in 1 Corinthians 15 that we are all going to be changed. Well, we have to. Some people are dead, and those of us who are alive, well, you know, these bodies are not in perfect shape. Besides, they weren't designed to last forever. But we're all going to be changed. We all get, the Bible says, new bodies that are fashioned or made like Christ's resurrected body. Wow, read about what He did in His resurrected body. And we get bodies that are going to be made like His resurrected body. Well, do we have something to look forward to? Well, you bet we do. The Bible says that if in this life only we have hope, well, we are of all men most miserable. Well, of course we would be, right? If this life was all there is, and then that's it? Why, what's the point of anything if that were true? You know, live your life and then die and that's it? What would be the point of anything? Well, here's the real point. We have hope. Real hope, not fake hope, not some fables that somebody invented, but real hope. God is going to send Christ again to gather us together, and the Bible says, so shall we ever be with Him. What a day that is going to be. up in the clouds to meet him face to face in our new bodies and live and reign with him forever. And death itself is going to be destroyed. Now, until then, those who have died are, with the exception of Christ, as the Bible says, they are asleep. You know, many times in the Bible, God refers to his people who have died as being asleep. That's because it's not permanent. It's only temporary until Christ returns. Then they wake up, get their new body, and see Christ face to face. But until then, the Bible says they are asleep. Well, what does that mean? Well, think about this. How much work do you get done while you're sleeping? How much do you pray while you're sleeping? How many activities are you involved with while you are sleeping each night? Exactly. Nothing going on. You're unconscious. The Bible is so clear. It says that whatever you're doing right now, do it with all your might, because you aren't going to be doing anything in the grave. No work, no praising God, nothing. Now, some may not agree, but that's what the Bible says. And I know there are a few verses that seem to indicate something else, but you know what I've learned in many years of studying the Bible? Is that you have to take all the verses concerning a topic, all of them, and lay them all on the table to consider. And you know something? When you do that, there will always be many, many clear verses that all complement each other. And at times, there are a couple of verses that don't seem to fit. But you know what? You can't just take the ones that don't seem to fit and then make a doctrine out of those and toss out the many clear verses, toss those out the window. No, no, no. That's not honest. What you need to do is to really examine the ones that don't seem to fit, and you need to examine those very, very carefully. I believe the Bible teaches that when you're dead, you're asleep. Nothing going on. You're not hanging out with Jesus and playing harps. You're not burning in some holding area until you atone for your sins. Hey, think about it for a minute. If someone died, say, 500 years ago, and they've been hanging out in heaven all this time with Jesus, well, then why does it say that Christ is coming back to gather together both those who have died as well as those who are alive? I mean, if you've been with him for 500 years, why would he have to come back and get you? Here's my final point. Until Christ returns, you and I will continue to know those who have died, and we'll attend funerals and memorial services. And if the Lord tarries someday, it'll be us. Everybody today has to go through it, but there is a day coming for us Christians when no one will ever have to go through it again, ever. In closing, here's a song by Alan Jackson that I played at my mother-in-law's memorial service. And by the way, if you have any comments about this podcast, feel free to write them down below. Thanks again for listening. Have a great day.
If I surveyed all the good things that come to me from above, if I count all the blessings from the storehouse of love, I'd simply ask for a favor of him beyond mortal ken, and I'm sure that he'd grant it again. I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. Places of beauty we long to see here below, but Time and treasures have kept us from making plans, as you know. But come the morning of the rapture, together we'll stand anew. While I stroll over heaven with you, I want to stroll over heaven with you some glad day, when all our troubles and heartaches are vanished away. Then we'll enjoy the beauty where all things are new. I want to stroll over heaven with you. I want to stroll over.